Turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks is the place to be on Sundays and Mondays. Yep, that's right. 79-cent wings all day on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's. Three convenient locations, 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo. Dine in, drive through only. That's 79-cent wings on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks and Wings.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 US 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of US 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And H.I. Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give H.I. Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. H.I. Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to H.I. Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 U.S. 19, right at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point Road, or H.I. Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 U.S. 19 at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
Thank you.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Another one in the books. Tell us who you are.
Well, hi, Brian. This is Devin. I have the Be Local Buzz with Devin, and it's so cool to be on your show. I'm honored. No one ever asked me to be on their show when you have your own show, so thank you so much.
Well, that's wonderful.
I was like, welcome to hour two of Be Local Buzz.
Yeah,
Be Local Buzz, because I admire her because of the fact, if I had to have one word to describe her, a dignified woman.
Aw, thank you.
Or classy, right? Seriously. She carries herself always with class, and you could just tell certain people, like, there's a thing too, is if you, and I don't do this, but one of those things too is you can tell someone with class, integrity, they keep a clean room. I know these little indicators you can see someone with integrity, they're punctual, right? Another thing with integrity is if when no one's watching, they do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And these, when I think of all this stuff, I think of you. So tell us what's going on. Oh, wait, real quick, want to thank the, just give the name of the Colombian restaurant and we're going to go over the menu. And everything. It might be the best food that I've ever eaten.
Wow.
I'm glad to hear that because it's a really good product because first it's making with love. And the name is Mi Carreta Restaurant. It's
very good. Made with love. And then, you know what that word love, right? Just, and I'm going to say this. Why I'm trying to change, you want to hear, is the word love. The guy talks about Dr. Dwyer. He talks about how the butterflies land on his daughter, she's 12 years old,
mm-hmm.
right? So the bugs, the fly, I mean, not the flies, the butterflies land on her. And he has many children, like five or six, whatever, and he knows many people, and they avoid him. But they land on her daughter's head and arm. And he says this, and he goes, I know it's my daughter, I have other children. So he says, look, this is the most lovable person I've ever met in my life, and it's my daughter. She loves animals. She's just always smiling and always joyful, never saying anything negative.
Mm-hmm.
And what he says is 2,000 years ago, someone wrote a book, some famous philosopher, and said that all creatures will respond to love. And he used the example of the butterflies. Mm-hmm. So I thought to myself, like, sometimes I'm mean to other people that are in my life, but I need to be lovable to everybody, right? But it's hard for me, like, because of my personality, is that if you have instructions on how to make a table, do you look at the instructions or do you just try to do it without the instructions?
Well, that would depend. Are you talking about my husband? Because he would just make the table. Are you talking about me? I would have to look at the instructions because I can't build a table. So,
oh, good point.
I guess it would matter. It would depend on who you're talking to. Are you talking about someone that's very experienced, that can do this in their sleep, that doesn't need the instructions, that could write the instructions? Or are you talking about someone that's just, I don't even know what a screwdriver is? So,
very good. That all the times I've said that, no one ever said that. Because some people already know how to do. So then what you do is then you base it on results.
Right.
You don't have to look at the instructions.
That's right.
But if you can't put the table together, and it's always, the legs are always falling off. That's a good point you just made.
Well, thank you.
Right? So what happens is then if you're putting a table together and it always falls down and doesn't work, then that's a good point. Then maybe you might want to look at the instructions.
Right. So maybe you need a little to regroup and go back to the basics and say, okay, let me go back and look at those instructions.
Right. Because what's the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Right. So if you had someone
Bobby. Whew, right. I felt a little pressure there.
But yeah, doing the same thing. Or how about this? Take it a different route. Doing the same thing, knowing you're going to get the same results. You already know it in your head. I don't get results. But I'm still going to do it my way. That round hole is going to fit in that square peg sooner or later. That's the definition of insanity.
And you know why that happens? People can't think out of the box. All right. So if you have someone that knows they've tried something and plan A doesn't work, they know they got to think of a plan B.
Right. There has to be hurdles to overcome.
But someone that can't think out of the box is going to be like, I don't know. They told me plan A works, so I guess plan A works. Let me stick to it.
Let's go here. Can you do an interview with my friend here?
Oh.
It's Austin from Taylor Pressure Washing.
Oh, Austin.
You know him.
Of course I do. Austin.
It's Devin.
It's Devin.
Oh, you and Brian are on. How are you doing?
We're combining forces.
Well, I just did Be Local Buzz with Devin, and you're never on my show, so he said you're going to be on this show, so I stayed. What do you think of that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Austin, I want you on our show, but Brian's show is great, too. And Taylor Pressure Washing, I've been hearing great things about you. So talk to us about what you're doing and what your specials are and what your specialty is.
Last month, it has been a big month for me. I graduated college.
Yay! We need a little applause. We're all applauding you. Can you hear us?
Applause line.
Bobby's eating pizza.
The crowd is
delayed. Here we go.
We got about 5,000 people here in the crowd.
Congratulations.
Right. They're very quiet when I talk on the phone.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I went on a 2-week trip overseas to Ireland. Belfast and United Kingdom.
Oh my God! I give you a pass for not being on my show. Okay, well, fantastic.
So tell us something that happened in Ireland that was one of your better times.
I would say doing the hiking trail over to the westernmost part of Europe, over on the coast of the Cliffs of Ireland, near Cork.
Nice.
Did you ever watch Braveheart was Scottish, right? What's the difference between Scotland and Ireland? How far apart are they?
I've never been to both either.
You ever see the movie Braveheart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Braveheart was a fantastic movie.
Right. Top 10 best. But was that was Scotland, not Ireland, right?
That was more the Scottish fighting off the United Kingdom or the Brits.
Were the Ireland, because the Ireland, they fight them off too. Did they ever unite Scotland and Ireland against the English? What a question.
That is a good question. We need an expert on that.
All right, well, I'm going to take the pressure off you. Oh!
I got that. See what you did there. That's a good ad.
That was good. Tyler, I'm going to take the pressure off you, and I want to hear about Tyler's pressure washing.
Right, think of... Is it Taylor or Tyler?
Taylor.
Taylor.
Oh, Taylor.
And his phone just dropped. So
his phone
talk about the ad till he calls back.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Taylor. You think of a Taylor when you get your clothes fixed.
Taylor's a great name. Yeah.
So Taylor, then you go to Google, and the whole purpose of what I try to tell people too, and I don't say it as much as I should, but like say if someone's going to Google a name, why Google? Say pressure washing. Why not Google Taylor pressure washing? And it's something you can use, like when you're talking to your people to sell them why they should do business with you, is so that we get. So say someone says, "I really believe in the computer." You say, "Okay, great, but let's brand the name so when they Google your name."
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good point of why someone should do radio.
Good point. Maybe he took a flight back to Ireland. I
was just checking the traffic report here, so now he should be.
All right, I can do it. Taylor Pressure Washing, he's amazing. He's done definitely some of my friend's house, and I know he's been getting calls. And he does commercial and residential. He does sidewalks, roof cleaning, fences, gutters, exterior surfaces. And you can call or text him at 727-612-8123. And that is 727-612-8123. Or you could find him in Be Local, the magazine, Greater Clearwater, or StrollHarborBluffs.com website.
Well, there you go. And Be Local, is it BeLocal.com?
It's actually under StrollHarborBluffs.com.
How would they get to the website?
Stroll Harbor.
Spell it.
STROLL.
Right, Stroll.
Harbor, HARBOR. Bluffs, BLUFFS.com.
Say it now all in one sentence.
StrollHarborBluffs.com.
Right. So if you're looking for Taylor Pressure Washing,
you can find them on the phone now.
Oh, you can find them on the phone now too. But yeah, we were just telling them how you can go to Be Local's website to find Taylor Pressure Washing.
And we talked. We talked about texting and calling and.
Yeah, and then she just did a commercial for you too. You know, one thing I noticed when you did Taylor's Pressure Washing.
Yeah.
For people that go on YouTube that want to replay it, you never said You ever hear people talk, they always say, right? You were fluent with Taylor Pressure Washing Cleaning. And here you were reading it, but you never would have known.
Thank you. I do a lot of... Well, maybe I should get my own radio show. What do you think, Bobby?
Yeah, you know, there's a good spot, like
yeah,
right before this
like
one.
Four to five on a Thursday. Be Local Buzz with Devin show?
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
Yeah, kick me off of there.
So, Mr. Taylor, you there? Is Mr.
Yeah,
Taylor...
Sir.
Yeah. So tell us about your brother, how he's going to GMC, and what, how proud you are of him.
Well, he's here right now next to me.
Well, let me talk to him.
All right, Blake, you're live. Hello.
Hey, Blake, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. How are you doing?
So what was the saying, as GMC goes?
The how the world goes? Is that what it was?
The country. Well, you could say the world, actually, probably. But as GMC goes, the country goes. And you heard that from all economists. That would be like all the historians and economists would always say, like multiple economists would say, as GMC goes, that's how we know how the country's going. So long as GMC was profitable, the country was profitable. That's how big GMC was at one time.
That's good to hear. I've never heard that saying before, but that's good to know.
Yeah, it's good to know, like, when your boss, and actually when you're in the interview, I don't know if that's why you're going there, you know, I was just thinking, as GMC goes, the country goes. And guess what? Since I'm working here for GMC, I guess the country has a good future. Was that too much?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Brian, that was pretty deep. What do you think, Taylor?
I think it's one...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Bobby says no, it wasn't. It was right on.
Yeah, so anyhow, if you look at the parents of these two young men, right? You got Taylor, you know. How can you not be a proud parent?
No, my God. Of course they are.
And then now you got Blake going to GMC.
It's awesome.
Wow. Kudos to your parents.
I'm proud to work with them, and I'm proud to have them in our magazine. Are you kidding me? I'm very proud
of
these guys.
Just think of the parents, though. Of these
oh, my God. I can't even imagine what they feel like.
Right, they got to be so proud.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Taylor, in closing, tell us what's going on and give us like 2 minutes about Taylor Pressure Washing.
Absolutely. So Taylor Pressure Washing, we're going to hit our 3-year mark. We have my third summer working.
Nice.
As well, we're looking to get more commercial jobs, try to expand. We're going to get a crew this summer. Work with more homeowners associations. We want more residential. We also provide paver sealing with our service as well. Just please give us a call at 727-612-8123. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook with Tampa Taylor.
Well, there you go. And it ends. Like it's, you know what you could say at the end? I'm coming up with a commercial right now. You ready? Mark, you ready? Taylor Pressure Washing, commercial, residential. 727-612-8, and it's simple as 1-2-3.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it was so good. He created congestion at I-275 northbound at Dale Mabry.
Is there? No, wait. I'm going to come up with another one. You want to come up with a commercial for Taylor? Come on, you do it on the cuff.
I don't know.
Let's do it.
Figure it out.
I'm ready, BB. Be Local.
I'm needing callers. Call me right now.
That's a lot of pressure. I was texting him right now, as a matter of fact. You know who's good at Lisette's good at this. I don't know. I'm pool decks. I would say that this is huge right now. Pool decks. I don't have a commercial, but I'm just saying pool decks. I know people are always using their pools, and right now, barbecues and everything. You need to have your pool decks. You must be getting a lot of pool decks cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of enclosures, lanai enclosure, paper pool decks, concrete pool decks. We do them all.
You know, is that an alligator, your logo, or a crocodile?
It's an alligator.
Okay.
Alligator.
There we go.
Green and blue is our color.
Okay, watch. I got it. Okay. Taylor pressure washing, commercial, residential. It's as simple as calling 727-612-8 and as simple as 123. I'll see you later, alligator.
Oh, okay.
Huh? Look for our logo. Okay, I'm getting in. This is on the cuff.
That was good. See, I'm not a jingle maker.
See you later, alligator.
And I then love
was it.
It
later, crocodile?
Yep. After a while.
After a while, crocodile.
Nice.
Look for the alligator. Because then you know you see Taylor pressure washing. And then also, too, is if you got a rip in your suit, we can tailor it. So while we're pressure washing, we're tailoring your suit or pants. We are really the true tailor.
Oh, yeah.
No?
What do you think of that? Austin, what do you think? Oh.
I got too much time on my hand?
That too.
And that too. So tailor pressure washing, commercial, residential, 5 to 6. We're going to have on at... Right after this, we're having on the lady from with the veterans and
that
she's Be the Light, how she helps veterans get off the streets and to be not be homeless.
Nice.
And she's going to be on at 5:30 after the traffic report.
Wow.
Kind of neat, right, Taylor?
That's amazing.
Do a promo for our brand new client, Mr. Brian Sanders.
Okay. All right. So we're done with you, Taylor.
All right, you guys have a good one.
In closing, just say something. I was kidding. In closing, say something, what you want to say about Taylor pressure washing.
He's awesome. Call him.
Thank you, guys.
He loves it.
If you guys are looking for any on your residential or commercial property, just please give us a call at 727-612-8123. Thank you.
All right,
you're supposed
send
to
you
say
something.
As simple as 123. Come on, do it again.
Wow, he finished. He said, I'm done. Click.
There you go. Well, that's good. Anyhow, it's like very rarely do I have respect so much, like for you and for what you're trying to do. Like, he's a thinker. He thinks outside the box. He's always thinking and planning. He has ideas. It's imagination that keeps you going.
Well, you need that to be an entrepreneur,
right.
For sure. You have to have that.
You know, there's three characteristics to be in good spirits. One is expectations. Desire and imagination. If you have those three going, then you focus on success and you can't be in self-pity. See, people that are in self-pity, their expectations are down, their desires are down, and they have no imagination. And then they can't focus on their project because they're in these three emotional states. But if you're in the emotional state of your imaginations are up, your desires are up, and your expectations are up, guess what? Then you're in good spirits. And then people are attracted to you. It's like progress, not perfection, right? It's attraction, not promotion. People actually be attracted to you because they feel the vibe.
Well, that
like,
word,
that's what I feel.
Well,
I feel that with you.
That word expectation is a tricky word to me.
Right.
Because I've learned you can have expectations for yourself, but you cannot have expectations for anyone else.
Right, and then, right.
Okay, you cannot expect people to behave and act at the productivity level that you may do yourself, because you're always gonna be setting yourself and that other person up for failure. So expectations, I think, is great to have for your own personal self, but you can't have it on other people because it's not right. You can't control other people.
Right, and expectations are future resentments. Because what happens is how it's the other side of the coin with expectations is you're not reaching your expectations, and then what happens is you get resentful.
To who?
To anybody.
Well, that's why I don't have expectations for other people.
Because then you won't have resentments, right? If you can, believe it or not, on the flip side of it, is if you can get expectations down to zero, right, and then you have no expectations on anybody, guess what? You won't have resentments.
And you won't have disappointment.
Or disappointment. Right. So what they say is expectations are future resentments. Right? But I'm talking about for myself. If I can have, like, I think if I only had one word to describe Mark, would be imagination. A man with desire and who has imagination.
Well, right? I've never met you, Mark, but that's good to know.
Yeah, tell her about some of the stuff that you're doing. Okay. Now, real quick, let me just do this.
All right, you do that real quick, and I got to...
Do this commercial for this guy.
I got to roll.
Okay, go
I
got to
rock and roll. I got to meet my girlfriend.
Yeah, we got traffic. We got all this
good
stuff.
I just want to say, Sanders... All right, thank you so much for having me here. It was a blast. Have a great... I'll listen to you on the
Right, and then also, too, is I like to devote a show to you.
Absolutely, let's do it.
To learn what makes you classy and like, what operations you have going on. And like your website and things of that nature.
Denim and Diamonds fundraiser coming up July 9th.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay. Sounds great. Okay. All right. Thank you. Everyone have a great night. Bye. Bye, Bobby.
Bye.
we have someone
Shirley. Rinal did call in, yes.
She's from the... Okay.
Be Light. Yes.
Be Light. Good. So, Brian, he's Sanders. He's Immaculate Cleaning, Inc. He's at 2141 23rd Street. That doesn't matter. Janitorial service office cleaning. That's what matters, right? Last year, over 500,000 quarter-inch drill bits were sold. Did you know that? Did they want the quarter-inch drill bit? What did they want, Mark? Oh, you can't hear? Okay. What they wanted was the hole, right? So, like, with this janitorial service, what people want is a clean... office, a clean building, a clean floor. That's what they want. They don't want to call him for the janitorial service. The end product is they want someone they can trust and that cleans. And what is called Sanders Immaculate Cleaning. So think of Sanders. I think, is that how you pronounce it? Sanders?
Yeah, Sanders Immaculate Cleaning, and he specializes in commercial cleaning. And so if you have a big building and you need your offices cleaned at night, but that's what he specializes in, janitorial services and commercial cleaning. And he's located in Largo, but you can give him a call if anybody has any questions at 727-203-5441, and that's Brian Sanders at Immaculate Cleaning Incorporated.
Yeah, let's have him come in, really. We should have him come in.
Yes.
Okay, so who else do we have on?
Well, what we have to do right now is we're going to take a short break, and we are going to listen to our traffic report, which is brought to us today by a couple of our awesome sponsors, and we'll be right back with Carol from Heaven on Earth Veterans.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Don't miss the grand opening ceremony of HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities, Clearwater location, located at 24103 U.S. Highway 19. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 727-940-7641 for HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. Good afternoon, 5:33 here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather. So far, just a little bit here in Pinellas County. We have a... let's see, collision southbound I-275 before Ganey Boulevard has a left lane block, so keep an eye out for that. Disabled vehicle northbound I-275 at 54th Avenue in the shoulder, and we're moving over to Hillsboro, and we have collision northbound I-275 at the ramp for Dale Mabry Highway, so keep that in mind. Northbound Veterans Expressway exit 3, that's Memorial Highway, State Road 576. We have a collision there on the ramp as well. Up in Pasco, we're looking pretty good actually right now, other than a disabled vehicle, Suncoast Parkway before mile marker 21. All right, your current halfway accurate forecast here. Tonight we're looking at a low of 73 degrees, 50% chance of rain. Tomorrow high of 85 with a 40% chance of rain. Current temperatures, 91 Zephyr Hills, 91 Dade City, 83 in right here in downtown Clearwater. This is brought to you by the Mainlands Golf Club, 727-577-2797, and Be a Light Mission Services Center, 727-753-8229. Stop into HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities and get 10% off White Shaker cabinets when you use a coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit the showrooms in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza and in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com. Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks is the place to be on Sundays and Mondays. Yep, that's right. 79-cent wings all day on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's. Three convenient locations, 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo. Dine-in, drive-thru only. That's 79-cent wings on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks and Wings. Get 10% off all standard-sized vanities at HI Cabinetry when you use the coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit their showroom holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza or in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.
Anyhow, we just did something for Charlie's Steaks, which is the best steaks, man. If you want steak, cheese steaks, they use real ribeye, and they shave the steak. It's unbelievable. So the traffic report was sponsored by a Colombian restaurant. Why don't you go into that? I wanted also to thank Mainland Golf. I was hoping they would call in. He's not feeling well today, but Tyson, what a job they do there at Mainland Golf. It's unbelievable. And then we have Dunning and Lanes, my friend over there, Matt. It's unbelievable what he does. Like, he really cares. And it's like, he took over a bowling alley that wasn't doing well, and then he turned it around. So that just shows you if you have the right personnel. You know, it's Dunning and Lanes. And then we also have Maple Lanes, too, that does advertising. And John Joe's, the mattress store. And then who else? Oh, Dunning and Refrigeration.
Yes, Mike is actually in Canada right now in Toronto, and he is having a little vacation time because of Memorial Day weekend. And he said that he will give us a call next week. And we actually also have Rennell from Be A Light on the phone right now.
Okay, so Dunning and Refrigeration, Mainland Golf, and now who do we have on the phone?
Rennell.
Rennell.
Rennell, you're Be A Light?
Yes, Be A Light Mission Service Center, Inc.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Good, because we were talking about how we're taking, do you help out veterans and all that? The gentleman with the dance studio guy, come on in. Anyhow, we got a guy that teaches dance. Do you like to dance?
Oh, I love dancing.
Yeah, they say when you dance, right, that opens up a space for God to come in. It's dancing to the Lord. Right, it's actually an action you can do to bring the spirit, you know, into you from the Lord. Really, so dancing is important, and this gentleman does it. He's in here in the studio. So, can you listen to this and tell me what you think about? We're going to talk about a Colombian restaurant real quick, and you tell us how what you think about. Would you go there and eat? And I'm going to tell you this is the best food by far. The taste. Everything about it. So go ahead, take it away for like 3 minutes.
For sure. Thank you for inviting me. I'm really happy to be here in your show. And I'm glad to hear like you like the food, because this food, the restaurant is located in the I-275 in the exit 26. The address is in the 54 North Avenue in St. Pete. They have specials every day. Like you can get a big lunch for $9. And there's traditional plates of Colombia. There you can have something about Colombia here in the United States. So every time when I have the chance to share the good things about Colombia, like it's my culture, I like to talk about them, because when I go there, I feel in home, you know? And it's really nice to give it something to the people like they don't know about Colombia. So one of those things is the food. Other thing is the music, the dance. That's our culture. So in the restaurant, Wednesday to Sundays, they have live music. 6 to 8, so you can enjoy your meal and have a good time with your family with some good music.
Wow, that's pretty cool, huh?
What kind of music are you playing?
Salsa, merengue, bachata, any kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, Hispanic music, Colombian, and there are local artists there. They give it the chance in the restaurant. You know what I like more about this
place? Instead of saying the restaurant, keeps trying to say the name.
The name is yeah. Mi Carreta Restaurant and Bakery, because they have bakery also, nice type of desserts. You can go in the breakfast time. Also the special, like I talked to you in the lunchtime.
And what's the street it's on? It's on 54th Avenue North. What street?
It's 2705.
Right, so 27th Street and 54th Avenue North.
Yeah, exit 26.
Right near, would be pretty close to the US 19, actually.
It's between the 275 and the US 19.
Correct.
Yes.
Right.
It's a nice location, and it's in the central of Pinellas Park.
Right, so if you go past US 19, you passed it. Because it's in between US 19 and 275.
Yes.
Wow, that's cool. So I'm just trying to give people where to go, because we're heard in three counties. So what I like to do is let people know directions more so than the address. So that's cool. So tell us a little bit about the owner and his name and what he's like.
Yes, he's from Medellin, Colombia. That city is the Eternal Spring, is the nickname. So the restaurant is there 7 years ago, and he's one of those persons he's there all the time. You see him in the kitchen, you see him putting the plates in the table, close to his customers, so that make more nice his job, you know? And when you see that kind of things in the business, and the way how the people treat you, you like to go there, you know? And when...
Okay. Not good to have dead air on radio,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, but we have Rennell on the phone right now.
It's not bad for the first time, really.
Oh, you're doing great, man. What are you kidding me?
You're doing great, Mark.
You're doing great. And I think what I feel is the love you have for the restaurant. Not only the love that they have, but I really feel in my heart, it's called the language of the heart. I feel it when you're talking about this restaurant, and the name of the restaurant is?
Mi Carreta Restaurant.
And it's on 27th Street and 54th Avenue North. You really care about the owner. You really care about the restaurant. And you believe that he has love, because the first thing you said about the restaurant was that it's made with love.
Yeah. I really feel that. When I go there, I really like it. And it's because inside of my heart, I was born in New York, but I grew up in Colombia. So I'm technically, I have both citizens. So I'm more Colombian because I grew up there. Nobody really knows how it is there. And you can find amazing people there. And when you found people like him, he put the name of the country in the top, because there you're going to have really family environment. You know, you can go with your family. You're going to have a really nice lunch, good time. Everybody's nice. So that's the Colombian way to do the stuff. And you work hard. That's the other.
And the name of the restaurant is?
Mi Carreta Restaurant and Bakery.
Fantastic. And then who do we have on the line?
Rennell.
Rennell, how are you? Hello, Rennell.
How is everyone?
Good. Did that sell you on going to this restaurant? Say the name.
It did.
What's the name?
Mi Carreta.
Yeah. Do you feel like what I feel is love, good food, someone that cares, and then you're getting a testimonial from someone that it's not even in their best interest. They're just saying stuff about something they believe in. It's amazing when you believe in something, how you can accomplish if you believe in it. It's like the pep coach, you know, at halftime, the team's down by 30 points, and the coach comes into the halftime, doesn't say, hey, we're not going to come back, right? He gives a good pep talk, right? Because you know that he believes in his team, right? And that's what I really felt, belief and love in your heart when you were talking, Mark. So it was, you did a great job.
That's what I do every day when I'm working, because that's the other part from what I'm doing. You know, when I'm driving all the time with my customers, I talk about them in the same way, because I really want to the people know about them and get something about us, you know.
Right. Best advertising, word of mouth. So what do you think? What do you do there? We were talking about how we're taking home. Do we have Carol on the line too?
We're going to call her next.
Okay. We're talking about how they're taking homeless people like Carol, people that are veterans, right? And what they're doing is giving them housing, right? And it's kind of neat. And then you do something similar to that, but it doesn't have to be veterans. What do you do there at Be a Light?
Right, so with Be a Light Mission Service Center, Inc., we help people across the board. So regardless of your religion, your sexual identity, your sex, your veteran status, as long as the only thing that we ask is, are you hungry? And that is it. And then opening that dialogue and providing that meal, using that to enter into a relationship with that person and see what are all of the things that are needed in order to be able to help you out of the situation you're in. So even when it comes to people who are currently experiencing homelessness or people who are at risk of becoming homeless, if you're coming in and you are at risk of losing your home, so you're not homeless yet, but you're at risk of losing your home, you can come into our center that's on 8425 Arcola Avenue. That's in Hudson, Florida. It's off of US 19 and Arcola Avenue, about two blocks north of New York Avenue. If you come to our center, which is called the Lighthouse, we will, you know, one, welcome you in as if you are family, because as far as we're concerned, you are a guest in our home. Now, we will make sure that you have something to eat. If you need clothing, if you need basic supplies such as sleeping bags, tents, tarps, bikes, sometimes we have medical equipment such as wheelchairs and walkers. And whatever it is that you're needing in that moment, we're there to help you in that moment. We are not there to judge you. It's not about the mistakes or the behaviors or anything that may have caused you to end up being in the situation you're in. It's, let's talk about how do we uplift you, how do we empower you, how do we find the support to put around you so that we can lift you out of this condition. The services that we provide at the Lighthouse include, we have a free food and clothing pantry. That is, for that matter, all of our services are for free. So we have the free food and clothing pantry. We also have medical assistance that's provided through partnerships with Baycare Faith Community Nursing, as well as Bark, Inc. Bark, Inc., for that matter, is also comes to the center on Fridays and provides some light medical assistance and helping with mental health referrals and things of that nature. And trying to find out whether or not people have, whether or not they know their status when it comes to HIV and AIDS. So we are also doing things with regard to bringing medical care into an area that right now is very starved of the services. Your station is located in Pinellas County. There's a lot more resources available when it comes to homeless in Pinellas. However, in Pasco County, unfortunately, it's very, there's a lack of services, even though you have groups like Coalition for the Homeless of Pasco County that work alongside with the Department of Children and Families. You have organizations like State Area Legal Services that provide pro bono legal help to those who are impoverished. You have groups like One Community Now that does Operation Sandown that is specifically for veterans for that particular event. There's a lot of folks that are trying to do really good work, but the situation we're dealing with in Pasco County is very dire. There's a lack of affordable housing, something that everyone is dealing with right now with the rental inflation being so high. And so being able to bring services into an area where you're already dealing with, you know, astronomical gas bills. You're already dealing with bus routes that get cut off on a dime. You have issues that complicate your ability to be able to sustain a lifestyle, to sustain living in a home. We're seeing more and more families starting to come onto our center because of the strain that's being put on their budget to be able to in their place. Rents that are going up $300, $400 a month, and you are already, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Okay, so, let me ask you a question. Bobby, is Carol there?
Yes.
Carol, you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you hear what this lady's doing? Similar to what you're doing, but you only do veterans. Can you explain to her what you do, and then, like, you guys talk to each other? Because this would, you guys would make, could probably have the same hearts.
Okay.
You there? I always pronounce your name wrong. Rainell?
I'm sorry?
Rainell, you there?
I'm still on.
Yeah, listen to what Carol does and tell us what you think of that.
Okay. So Heaven on Earth for Veterans is a local 501c3. And I started it back in 2012. I'm retired of military. And with the Bay Pines VA being here, there's over 100,000 veterans in Pinellas County. So at any one time, I can tell you that there's at least 1,600 veterans who are at risk. So what we decided to do was buy houses, refurbish them, furnish them fully, and rent bedrooms to homeless or at-risk veterans. The houses are furnished fully. The veterans who come in only have to bring their food and their personal items. We do have a cost. It's a hand up, not a handout. And the rooms rent from either $450, $550, or $650 a month. But again, that includes everything. There is Wi-Fi, washer and dryer in every house. The common areas are cleaned every other week. So what we do is only rent the veterans. And many of the veterans who are older that we have found, who cannot afford to live on their own in a decent place, we have them here. We have veterans who have come out of the Afghanistan-Iraq war and are having trouble assimilating back into society, and we have these veterans. So our only requirement is that you be a veteran, doesn't matter what your characterization of service was, and that you, one, don't harm yourself, and don't harm anyone else in the house, and you must be able to live independently.
That's unbelievable. Can I ask you a question? Can we have or do a show where you have a couple of your veterans come in, testimonials of the ones that turned their lives?
Yeah, I think they would.
So let's get a show put together, because I was going to do that, like, and have, like, you tell, let them tell the story, because Mark just did a testimonial for what restaurant?
Mi Carreta.
Right? And you can tell, like, when he does it, I felt love and compassion, right? He was given a testimonial for a restaurant he doesn't even own.
Well, and I think they would. I will tell you that some of the veterans might not want to, but I think I do have a few veterans. Just to let you know, we're building our 10th home from the ground up. Our
wow.
9 homes we bought. In fact, my wife and I bought the first 8 ourselves with our own money and then gave them to the nonprofit. We were solvent enough to buy a 9th home. And this was back between 2012 and 2014-15, where our most expensive home, the 2-story, 5-bedroom, 2-bath house, and we bought for $39,000.
Wow.
So you can imagine what they look like, and we did a lot of the refurbishments ourselves.
Fantastic. You probably used the veterans to do it.
No, I wish we could have.
Because they're talented people. Just because you're homeless doesn't mean you're not talented.
Well, you're right. You're right. The unfortunate thing is many times the reasons that they're homeless go beyond just not having a place to live.
Right. Can I ask you something, Rennell? Rennell, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You, I'm just like, I'd love to have you guys on again, but you see, Be a Light, and then your name is Heaven on Earth for Veterans. Do you see that there is good out there, guys, right?
Absolutely.
Let me just let this gentleman tell us about your dance and like what you do.
I've been a ballroom dancer for, well, since 1980, and I happen to be a homeless vet.
You hear that? Did you hear that, Carol?
Listen, you know what? Call our number, 727-440-9005, and you'll talk to Sheila. And if we have availability, we have, again, 9 homes. We're building our 10th home, and we have availability totally for 31 veterans.
Are you a homeless vet right now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what I'll do.
I have a few parameters, though, I guess you would call
it. Is that amazing, Carol, that you're on the first time I have a homeless vet on, and this wasn't planned, right? Bobby, what do you think of that?
It's amazing.
It's amazing. And then I have Be a Light, and I'm sorry I have trouble pronouncing your name, Raynell. Is that correct?
Call me Ray.
Ray, I call you Ray. But do you believe that I have a ballroom dancer on that's a homeless vet, and then I have a homeless vet expert, Carol, on the radio with someone with compassion that cares, Raynell? Is this amazing?
It is amazing, yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Right? Good. Isn't it amazing?
What God does.
It's God, right? It's divine intervention. So can you give the phone? Can he? We have a pen here. Let's get that phone number for him to call you. And I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll pay the first month's rent for him.
Listen, go ahead. The thing is, I have a couple of parameters. I have in a storage locker 2 bedrooms worth of furniture and a full kitchen. And I'm a non-smoker and a non-drinker, which most vets are not. I just cannot deal with a roommate that smokes and drinks and does what some of the vets that
now,
I know
do. Now, are you staying right now at the Salvation Army thing?
Yes, I'm staying at the Salvation Army in
South St. Pete.
Yes, in South
St. Pete. Yeah, I delivered donuts there last night. Did you know that?
Okay.
You know, I delivered, what is the, wait, you want to hear this? I delivered donuts.
Just in here.
Is that amazing to the Salvation? Did you see donuts there last night?
Yes.
Is that amazing?
Listen, can I just let the veteran, what's your name? The
Vince.
Dancer?
My name is Vince.
Okay. All right, so let me tell you a little bit about us, Vince.
The show's over, so I'm sorry. But we'll do it again, okay?
All right.
So I'd like to thank, say the restaurant's name?
Mi Carreta Restaurant.
And where is it located?
In the
54th Avenue North and 27th Street. And I'm going to tell you, the best Colombian food I ever had, Ray, Be a Light, and who else did we have? And I want to talk about Frank from Dunedin Records. We'll do that some other time. But that is amazing. We had a homeless veteran on that we didn't even know, and then we had online a homeless veteran. Is that amazing?
Yeah.
It's God works in mysterious ways. Never quit before the miracle happens.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.